Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as of popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, 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 everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
And that was awesome. Coming to you once again from South by Southwest in Austin, Texas! Oh my goodness. It's Tuesday, March 14. I believe it's around day five-ish, Finkel, for the... festival, March 14th, 2023. And I'd like to begin tonight with everybody's favorite part of the show. And that is what I call Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs.
All right. Okay, here we go. Wow, I can't believe how excited you are for... these boring plugs. It's amazing. Let me give you one that's just for you, because this episode isn't going to come out for a few days. It's too late for people to come to this. But this Saturday, Doug Loves Movies is going to be back over that way, down the street, around the corner, where the Creek in the Cave is located, at 4-ish in the afternoon on Saturday. So come back to that if you had a good time tonight, or if you have a bad time tonight, maybe it was just an off night, come back on Saturday, you know, try it again. It took me several times to like the movie Avatar. Also, I thought it'd be funny to call it The Greek in the Grave instead of The Creek in the Cave, but it's already a confusing enough name. I don't understand all these places would have an and in their name and it's just one place. Like if they had two restaurants and you had to choose between Creek or Cave, I get it. Just my opinion. I like a simple, easy to understand name like Esther's Follies. What the fuck? I feel like every night during this festival people leave here disappointed they didn't see any Follies. And definitely, I don't think anybody named Esther, except for maybe Esther King rolls through sometimes. All right. What other plugs did I want to do? Oh, if you're in Austin on Sunday, if you're still in town or you live here, check out my friend's Master Pancake over at Alamo Drafthouse Lamar. Yeah. They're doing a choose-your-own pancake with a special guest that might be me. We can't say... because I'm thrilled to be at South by Southwest and, you know, not here to do other shows. And Douglas Movies is coming to Portland, Oregon at Helium Comedy Club. It's a gas on Sunday, March 26th at 4:20. Let's talk about this prize bag I'm holding. It's from I guess it's a comic called Strong John. Is that accurate to say? Oh, this bag is like, it looks dirty. So apologies for the dirty bag that I put the prizes in. Who likes apricots? Well, the winner of this bag is going to get some Mediterranean apricots hot off of my flight here. Yeah, you think that's like probably the bottom of the barrel thing in here? No, it gets worse. There's a magazine. I was in San Diego, so here's San Diego Magazine that they have in the hotel room. I would have taken the Bible, but I think it's less of a sin to steal San Diego Magazine. Got some pins in here. We got a Doug Loves Movies pin and a Doug Benson pin. But this is the main attraction of this bag. Plus, there's other prizes. Don't worry. This isn't it. But this is called Smoke Fiends, and it's a little cute little pineapple-shaped device that you take a hit off of weed and then you blow it into it so that, you know, you don't stink up the room and and then eventually you have a small plastic stinky pineapple. So I guess that's why they call it Good Fiends. Oh, Smoke Fiends. That makes more sense than Good Fiends. I don't know why I called it Good Fiends. But anyway, this garbage, this junk is going to belong to somebody. But I think one of my guests brought some stuff because he heard old episodes, and I used to have the guests bring stuff. So he brought some good stuff, I think. So let's put that there. Let's get that out of there. Are you ready to meet our guest tonight? Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. We got two old bees and one newbie to this program, and I think only one of them has done this show with me here at South By. Give it up, everybody, for Anthony Atamanik, Greg Proops, and Nick Thune! Three men. Finally, a show. A comedy show with just men. We have some tables for your beverages if you'd like to put them on there instead of on the floor like some sort of monster. Okay, leave it on the floor. And what?
Huh?
The water. You can put it on the table. It's right there next to you. You don't have to do that terrible stretch every time you want to drink. to your left, there's a table right there, or either side. It's ambidextrous.
We're gonna confuse our waters. Up. Yeah, we're gonna mix them up.
Wow,
it'll be fun for the audience. I think fun thing to watch throughout the show. Me and him with our
those
waters.
Are some follies right there.
One of you looks like you're here to perform, and the other two are ready to jog the fuck away.
I just performed a heist at a convenience store.
You've heard of an escape bag? I got an escape outfit. Got a go bag? No, I got a go outfit.
It's a steep drop off from Proops.
Yeah, look at that. He's so elegant. We're a bunch of fucking slobs.
You got the Grand Canyon between you two.
It's called show business, not hanging out on the couch business, boys. Do that shit on your own time. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The people whooping look like shit.
I'll be over at Joe Rogan's club a little bit later talking about fruits.
Wait, like versus vegetables?
Yes.
Okay. Finally, someone's going to attack that one. You know, because you can talk about anything over there. There's real freedom of speech going on when you can finally get into the vegetables versus fruits debate. But speaking of vegetables and fruits, let's meet our guests tonight. Three of the funniest vegetables in the business. Alphabetically, if I could pull that off. Oh, I can, because the first guy's initials are AA. Give it up, everybody, for Anthony Atamanik!
Hello, hello.
Hello, thank you. Sorry I said you looked like shit. You're beautiful, you're beautiful.
I can't even see them. I can't.
I actually made the mistake of doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, the head over the eyes to see everybody. Don't do it. It's because they look fantastic to me right now. And I can see my one friend there in the front row. And all the front row have their feet up, which is another show business tradition. To just sit up front and kick back.
To get a little closer. You get a little closer to stardom. When your feet touch that stage,
yeah,
you're feeling the energy of the performer.
Yeah. Well, some of them are pulling the double of the excitement of the feet up with the arms crossed anger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's good. That's like I'm receptive down here around my ankles. Yeah. And nothing up
yeah,
here.
You get, yeah, you don't get to control my whole body.
Only legs and knees down.
I do like, though, too, the people can go parallel, but one guy is just going straight almost.
Yeah. No, he's straight up at the gyno.
Yeah. But it's like a 45-degree angle.
He's got his feet in the stirrups, and he's ready to ready to do whatever's necessary.
He's getting a Nova ring inserted.
One of the sponsors.
That's one of the sponsors of Doug Loves Movies.
All right, so Anthony, let's Hello. Talk to you for a second.
Sure.
Okay, that was enough. Our next guest.
What?
This is your first time. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, this is my first time. Long time listener, first time guest.
You've never listened.
I, oh my God, are you kidding me? Leonard Maltin game. I know all the breakdowns. I brought, wait a minute.
A prize. Yeah.
I brought a prize, which I didn't know they didn't do anymore. And it's got a Grogu in it.
Well, yeah, tell us briefly what you brought.
Very briefly, there's kettle corn, a bottle of rosé, and 200 grand bars in here, plus a Grogu piggy bank. So you can have a night at the movies and then save some money.
We're talking two $100 grand bars, not $200,000 bars.
200 grand bars. But not two bars.
Is this in Mayan counting? Like 200,000 means like an infinite number of years until we stop having a candy bar that's numerically confusing.
No, it's 200,000 places that people drink.
Yes.
In that bag.
That's it.
Exactly. You know, I don't have any Milky Ways, but they're easier to understand.
Greg Proops is up in this bitch.
What up, party wallabies?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm as groovy as a box of truffles. I mean, you know, it's Austin. The weather was sort of hilariously Transylvanian gloomy today all day.
Mm-hmm.
Which puts a hilarious cast on the drunks in front of the 6th Street bars.
But great hangover day for everybody who overindulged, as they do here on a Monday. During South By, and probably all the time.
There were actual barkers on 6th Street, which I wasn't really prepared for.
Oh, that you come in here for a 50-cent margarita?
Yeah, no, dudes were like, hey, Lille on the rocks, come on, you know.
Oh.
Well, there wasn't that classy, but it was lower that.
I'd rather they quote a figure than just name a beverage.
It's the name of drinks that you don't know yet that are still scary, like, try a dip fuck, and you're like, what? I don't,
We have the edgiest cocktails in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they always go, and a mechanical bull. They always toss that in there, like if you're on the fence, that mechanical bull is really going to put you there. Like, oh man, I could sustain an injury I can't sue you over. Let's do this. And also joining us today, it's Nick Thune!
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, man.
I heard a barker on a beach once. He was dragging a cooler selling drinks, you know, and he made a song about it. He was like, Aqua Fresca, Coca-Cola, you know, and every about 2 minutes he would just add, massage. And it was in Nice, France. And I just remember kind of watching it, and the last day I was there, there he was, lubing up two women right next to me, and he just looked at me like, it's my first time. He's been trying for years.
You just keep throwing it in there. It's like a vision board or something.
He's just on his knees between two, like, just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like subliminal, man. A
never
massage.
Done one.
Hey, you want to hang out massage, you know, that kind of thing. And then start thinking, hey, a massage does sound good right about now. I wonder if there was a particular beverage that got them massage ready.
Probably the Acqua Fresco or the Coca-Cola.
Right? I mean, I don't think I can have a Coke these days and not have a real lengthy massage right after.
I used to like a Zima before a massage.
Oh, God damn it, Zima.
Oh, I like to have a cigarette and a Zima after my massage.
Right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It was Jenna Bush's favorite drink. Right? The Zima?
Oh, you know, be careful, Greg, with your hands. That one was hot off the presses.
That's good. Her mother's was a Bartles and James. Right before she crashed the car.
Yeah.
Well, remember when she crashed a car?
No, that was the wife. That was Laura.
Oh, that was Laura.
Jenna was just younger.
You're right. Barbara wasn't crashing cars.
Orville Redenbacher had a three-way with Bartles and James. Back then, things were popping. All right.
I liked it.
I real quick, Nick Thune. I'm sorry you didn't win the Oscar for Elvis. You were great in it. I don't know why they snubbed you, but
you think I look like Elvis or
I
that
think
guy?
Your hair looks like yeah, exactly. You look more like Austin Butler than Elvis, but now Austin Butler. I guess the ghost of Elvis is inside him or something. Like he's really.
There's a lot. I don't know what was happening in that
he
movie.
He talks. His voice changed. The movie changed his voice. That hasn't happened since the Brady Bunch. But also, just the people of Austin hate his guts because they're like, you do not represent us.
This guy who played Elvis?
Yeah.
His name's Austin?
Yeah. They can't stand
him. Oh, they hate him because it's, yeah.
Right, like Melissa Milano when she goes to Milan. People just are fucking, no.
Or the fucking cookies. She's not allowed near the Pepperidge Farm Factory.
Right. And her sister Mint can't go either.
No. I did my work.
All right.
I'm so happy that we got a Mint Milano joke into this show. I love Mint Milanos.
They have some backstage. The green room.
I know.
The green room has some. Like, we're just out here making jokes about shit we saw in the green room. We're like the Kaiser Soze of comedy.
Wait till you hear my chair bit.
Okay, so I prepared some little games for us to play today, but before we play some games, I like to do a segment I call Recommendation Nation, where I ask each one of my guests to recommend a movie or tell us about a favorite movie of theirs, and I've been categorizing it lately, and I'm not leaving it open to just any movie. Okay. It has to be in a category of my choosing. And since March Madness is upon us, and two people in the audience care about it, I'm glad I mentioned it. Favorite or great, either way, basketball movie. Sports movies just are great in general just because they have an ending that's usually uplifting or Rudy gets uplifted. Something or someone gets uplifted at the end of most sports movies. So basketball films. I know, Greg, I know you're a baseball guy, so you probably have a dozen favorite baseball movies. But what's your favorite basketball movie?
Usually my favorite basketball movie is a baseball movie. Because I think it represents basketball more clearly by seeing it through a white person's eyes.
Are you on the brink of saying the word basketball to me?
Basketball.
Is it the closest to a baseball movie that a basketball movie's ever gotten? Maybe aside from Air Bud.
Yeah. Like what was the name of the dodgeball movie? Hot Balls or whatever that one was?
There was Ping Pong was Balls of Fury, Dodgeball was Dodgeball, a true underdog
balls
story.
Fury, yeah. Basketball was a noble attempt to fuse two great American things by making one awful thing. I think the best basketball movie is a picture called The Gambler with James Caan. Because the plot of the movie is he's this Tony English professor, and one of his students plays for the team, and they're at like a rated school. And he has to get the kid to shave points for him because he's into the mob for like 50 grand, and they're going to ace him. And I think that really speaks to the heart of professional sports.
All right, cool. I wrote down The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Truly one of the great basketball movies. But excellent choice, Greg. What do you think, Tony?
I'm going to go with a movie that's surrounded with scandal called Celtic Pride.
What's the scandal?
That Dan Aykroyd had an affair while in Boston that ended up being splashed all over the local Boston papers at the time. I was in college, and it was a student at my college.
That he had the affair with?
People don't know. Dan Aykroyd was a student at your college?
No, he had one, though. Oh.
Which college did you get in Boston?
At Emerson. At Emerson College.
Oh, my goodness. You went to Emerson.
I went to Emerson when it wasn't impressive. I went
during the failing poet years.
Yeah, during their failing time. But Celtic Pride, which is Dan Aykroyd and the fuck's his name with the curly hair?
Damon Wayans Jr.?
No. Jewy face. Huh?
Oh, you're asking the audience to answer stuff. We don't.
That's bad. But it's a plot of two huge Celtic fans.
Right. Daniel Stern.
And Daniel Stern. Yeah. And it's about them trying to get to see a game or something. I mean, this is what I'm gleaning.
It's what drives Daniel Stern to become one of the Wet Bandits is the events that transpire in, by the way, Celtic Pride. Is the correct pronunciation?
No, it's not. But I just remember it was a movie I enjoyed because anyone from Boston watches Boston, anything from Boston, with this like, oh, that's fucking Revere over there. Oh, that's the Tolbert Bridge. See, they show, or they'll be like, this is Chelsea. And you're like, that's not fucking Chelsea. Like, Bostonians really not only enjoy seeing themselves represented in film and television, but are also hypercritical of the inaccuracies.
My understanding is they become very upset if it's not Wicked Pissa.
Yeah.
I was watching that Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill movie, You People, on Netflix. And Eddie Murphy and Mike Epps have a conversation that's like 10 minutes long where they don't hit a single light on Hollywood Boulevard. They just are moving the whole time. And they're neither one of them's looking around. Like, you don't drive Hollywood down Hollywood Boulevard and just stare straight ahead and have a serious conversation. Yeah. You look at all the fucking stupid shit that's going on and going, why is this a street going through the middle of this weird amusement park?
In Blown Away, not the Corey Haim, Nicole Eggert vehicle, but the one with Tommy Lee Jones where he's the bomb diffuser. Yeah, and Jeff Bridges. The end of that movie is them supposedly driving, chasing someone down Beacon Hill before this bomb can detonate. Beacon Hill is like four blocks. Like, it's like four blocks. But they drive down Beacon Hill like it is Mount Kilimanjaro. Like, it is the longest drive to chase this bomb.
Who's the Irish guy in that one?
That's...
It's not Brad Pitt. He's in the other one.
No. Who is
it? Because there's always one actor doing the...
It's the father of the Fabulous Baker Boys.
Lloyd Bridges?
Yeah, it's Lloyd Bridges.
Yeah, okay. You don't get any points or anything for that, but...
Points.
It was very exciting, nonetheless. All right, and Nick, what do you think? Do you have a basketball movie?
Well, can it be a movie that has a lot of great basketball scenes, but it's not necessarily a basketball movie?
You mean like Basketball Diaries?
No, like the movie where Philip Seymour Hoffman plays. It's like,
oh, the one hilarious basketball scene in Along Came Polly.
Yeah, but it's more than one. It's like,
oh, they play more than once.
Yeah, it's like something they keep going back to. Like,
oh, okay.
Which picture is this?
Is Along Came Polly.
Oh, okay.
Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston and a ferret, a blind ferret.
I rewatched that recently just to see Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He is incredible in that movie.
It's such an amazing...
Should have been a big comedy star, but he was such a great actor that he disappeared in every role. And in that role, he was just fucking hilarious. The scene where he has to do a presentation...
Yeah, in the office.
In Ben Stiller's place and doesn't know anything to say. So all he does is like cough and pour water and spill water and just the lengths he goes to not get into the presentation... It's incredible. And the basketball stuff.
And he comes up with sharded in that, which I think like that made that
might have been it. That might have been when it was invented.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is really upsetting because The Way Back with Ben Affleck is such an amazing movie that one of your friends is in. And the fact that Al Madrigal is in The Way Back, which is a wonderful fucking...
That is so weird that God is Al Madrigal. Al Madrigal on the God mic, everybody.
Hi.
Look at him.
What's up, Greg?
Can we pull out another chair? Let's get another ugly gold chair out here.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
There's
they're
a next
mic. I don't want to force
They're very comfortable.
The
they're not ugly.
I know what Al Madrigal's favorite basketball movie is. It was when the Warriors went to the White House this year and picked up the ring from fucking Kamala Harris.
Was
that was the fucking good-ass basketball movie. And not here for you people because you have no soul. We talked about Boston, but I'm from San Francisco, and we're not insecure about the geographical fuck-ups. Because there's two things you know when you're from San Francisco. One, everything. And two, that it's cooler than no matter where you are. So I have a natural immunity to elsewhere.
Greg, could you please scooch a little bit to make way,
yeah, which
for,
one
our,
to scoo-
make way for our uninvited guest?
I'm crashing.
You even got your own weird microphone.
Yeah,
with a weird a green cord on there.
How are you?
He brought that from his hotel.
Doing well.
As soon as you started talking, I was like, I hope this is somebody really famous.
And nope. sorry.
But pretty damn good. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I haven't seen you forever.
That's hilarious. What are you doing in town?
There's a...
Festival?
Yeah. This weird festival happening, man. I'm doing this Latino mentorship thing for, it's called Spotlight Dorado, where we take, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but there's no Latinos working in Hollywood, so we're trying to change that and do this. There's this film sort of a competition thing, so we'll each like mentor a kid. And so we take
right
it's
on.
Like, Make a Wish Foundation for Latino filmmakers. So.
Well, thank you for
being here. That aren't dying.
Thank you for being here, Al Madrigal. I loved seeing Encanto and how it's all about the Madrigal family.
Yeah,
I didn't know you came from a house that did that and that huge, amazing family.
One of my favorite comics has this great bit. He's like, there's two Latino, there's Coco and then there's Encanto. One is about a Mexican family with no papers. And then can't cross over to the other side, and then the other one is about Latinos losing their house. That's like great. Sweet.
They're both terrific films, and I bring
those are animated, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, very very active. Very, very
always
animated.
Have something to add to a film discussion.
That's Greg's Twitter lesson of the day. Jump in with things like that on Twitter. People love it. But thank you, Al Madrigal. Do you have a favorite basketball film?
Yeah, I'm just trying to
That's
think.
What we were talking about when we were interrupted
by
God.
The Way Back is actually, you know, I've done a lot of horrible fucking TV and film, and that is actually a good movie. So I'm going to pick the one I'm fucking in with Ben Affleck. Has anyone seen it? The Way Back? Very good. Came out on March 6th, right before COVID hit. It was in the theater for 6 days.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But thank God Top Gun Maverick came along.
Yeah.
Movies are saved. What was yours, Nick? What was your basketball movie?
Long Came Polly?
Oh, yeah.
What about, we were just talking about no one said Hoosiers.
No one said Hoosiers. We were just thinking no one said Hoosiers.
Yeah, it's you know, that happens. Some people prefer movies that are more entertaining.
Oh! Wow.
I think you all proved my theory that basketball movies aren't so great because nobody really picked a basketball movie.
No.
I mean, Celtic Pride, I guess.
Celtic Pride, that's it, the big hit.
Celtic Pride is insane. You know, they're trying to, I got hit up with trying to remake that.
Remake it?
Yes.
Wow, they're really desperate to just make anything, huh?
Yeah. Daniel Stern and Dan Aykroyd kidnap Damon Wayans, who's supposed to be...
Yeah.
That's the plot.
Are they going to bring it them all back?
I doubt it. I think they're trying to...
I wonder how old that student was at Emerson. She's probably in her... like 37 now.
She'll be there.
Yeah. I put her in my student grad film. I put her in my film only because she was the person who had an affair with Dan Aykroyd.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you have an interesting approach to casting. So we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! We're back, everybody! Wow, I felt like I was hosting the Golden Globes or the Oscars, like having to get the crowd to settle down because everyone was having so much fun during the break. Nick Thune is going to play for a gentleman who wrote Nick.
John Nick.
Yeah. John Nick on a bandana. And it gets better, listeners. Anthony is going to play for the Banshees of Inish Jason. Greg Proops is playing for, what was it again?
Caitlin.
With the K-C-K. And Al is playing for. Al, thank you for making it easy for me.
Yeah.
That might be a new twist on this game, is that the guests just play for a person who has their name. And if there's more than one in the audience that has their name, we figure out some sort of, like, make them fight or something. Have some sort of...
Owls would never do that to each other. Owls would never...
Owls are always pals.
Yes, that's true.
I feel like dogs are always thugs.
Yeah.
Or lugs. Bunch of lugs. Okay, so this first game we're going to play today that's going to determine who goes home with an amazing Grogu doll and this dumb shit I brought. Also, we have a bunch of posters backstage that are really cool that I haven't introduced properly, but it seems like they're flying in. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Look at this. The winner's going to get a giant poster.
Whoa!
That says Last Man Standing.
Wow.
And has the great Bruce Willis is on there. And so somebody's going to get that. So there's more. Okay. She's like presenting it like a game show model. I like it. But anyway, we also have a series of posters. Here we go. The comedy posters. These are so nice. Here, everybody grab one and hold it up if you got a spare hand. And this is a poster.
So this is for, like, if you live at home with your parents?
Oh, yeah. You're going to decorate the whole house with this shit.
Oh,
he dropped one. Careful.
That's cool.
But anyway, they make really cool comedy posters every year for the comedy.
You could tape these right up to your wall. Don't bother getting a frame or anything. Just put some scotch tape on there. Let them slowly peel off.
I mean, some of them are like original.
Hey, I'm on this one.
Prints. Yeah.
This one's good.
I think. I think I'm really, on every one of them, I think.
This one's really funny. It's a bull kicking over a poor mushroom-headed jester.
This one didn't even happen. They canceled it.
This is a... That's a canceled. Yeah. That's a canceled.
Which was perfect that it was that angry,
what's that one?
Angry horse.
2020.
It's 2014. Look at this one.
Is that a
this
horse?
This has got Bill Cosby, T.J. Miller. This is like...
Hold on.
This one's pretty brutal, if you get into it.
Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia. Mine also,
All right. This is fun, but here's the best one. This is a mini one sheet for Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I found one. Thomas Middleditch.
All right, so somebody's going to win all these posters, so that's pretty cool addition to the prize.
Nick, you take care of these.
Yeah, and it's a lot for somebody to carry home. We might have a tube sitting around that we can give them to put all the posters in if they have to fly home. Al, do you have to fly home? Nope. Caitlin, you got to fly home?
Nope.
Jason?
Nope. Oh, great.
Who was the other one? Oh, sorry.
You better have to fly
home.
John Nick.
Sorry, John Nick. You have to fly home? He has to fly. So whoever's playing for John Nick, don't try very hard.
I don't think that's a problem.
No, you go ahead and put those brakes on, Nick. You can do it. All right. So I really am going to make people play for the person whose name they have from now on. I think that's a great system. But that'll really, people will really stop bringing name taggies. All right, this first game that we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. Thank you. I'm going to say the title of a motion picture that exists. And the first one of you on stage who can repeat it back in its entirety correctly wins the game. Yeah, I told you the games are going to be dumb. And this one certainly is. But guess what? Only one of you can win it.
Ooh.
As dumb as easy as it sounds, there's only going to be one winner, which is pretty much how Highlander works. If you've seen that franchise. Yeah, there could be only one. When are they going to bring that back?
Right?
Seems.
I heard they were going to do an animated version of that, and I've been working on a live-action version of Finding Nemo. It's just me and these fish, and it's kind of difficult to get off the ground because it's in the water. But they should bring Highlander back a lot.
Yeah.
The Kurgan is awesome.
Or maybe there could only be one. Christopher Lambert. That's it. He's the Highlander. And Sean Connery died, so he can't stand around yelling about how he's the only one. All right. I'm going to say the title. If anybody guesses wrong, or if you guess and you guess wrong, I'll go back to the beginning of the title. Okay. All right? Here we go. Take. Nobody can think of a movie that begins with Take?
Are we supposed to jump in?
Yeah.
And then
Taken.
Yeah. Take.
In.
There's a movie called Take-In? Oh, Taken.
Taken!
Take it in!
Taken 3. Taken 2.
Take the money and run.
Taken 4.
I'm not splitting up words. The first word is take.
Take the money and run.
Take this job and shove it.
See, now you're getting the idea of this game.
Take 2.
Take me.
Out to the ball game.
Yeah. That is correct. Al Madrigal pulled it off. He was calm. He was collected.
I get it now.
He didn't get distracted by anything. He just did it.
Take and.
So that's how the game goes? We just yell random shit out until it's right?
Yep, just like monkeys writing Shakespeare.
That's a good movie. Well, it's not a good movie, but it's a fun movie.
Oh, it is?
Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Yeah. Do you know why I picked that movie?
No.
It stars Esther Williams.
And she doesn't swim in it.
No swimming, because it's about
Esther.
Baseball.
I should have figured it out, man.
Yeah, and you love baseball and baseball movies. And Esther Williams. But anyway, that's who this theater is named after. I think people roll through here every day that Esther could just be somebody's aunt. Or king now. All right. Congratulations, Al Madrigal. You snuck on to the show. You slipped in through the side door.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who you told outside that you were a guest, but you managed... You convinced the sound guy. I think you gave the sound guy a couple of joints.
A lot of people had to buy it. Yeah.
To get that god mic into your hands. He wouldn't give it to just
this
anybody.
Is totally rigged.
Yeah, why? This doesn't seem
right. I mean,
right.
The god mic guy shows up, sits down, and wins the game?
Yeah.
There's another Al right there.
There's another fucking Al here. What is this? Severance?
Something's up. All right, so... Al gets to go first in our next game. That's all you win for that, winning that first one. And this next game is something that I call Angela Bassett Did the Thing.
Ooh.
This is a game where, unfortunately, Angela Bassett didn't do the thing that is winning an Oscar. Went to Jamie Lee Curtis the other night. But we'll never forget that expression, Angela Bassett Did the Thing. So this game... It's quite simple. Al, I'll tell you the name of a movie. You tell me if Angela Bassett did the thing or did not do the thing.
Easy.
Right?
Yep.
And if you're right, you get a point. If you're wrong, you don't get a point. I'm stingy that way. And then we'll go to Greg with the next one and so on. And you only each get one shot at it, so you gotta know your Angela Bassett.
So when you say, do the thing...
Do it. Like, did she do that thing?
Oh, I understand.
You know? Like we know she got her groove back. She did that thing.
Yep. That's the only
so we're not playing the take me out to the ball game anymore.
No.
No. But if you want to just yell out stuff until you hit a correct answer, you're always welcome to do that.
All right.
I'm going to give a movie to Al. He's going to tell me if she's in it or not. Did the thing, did not do the thing. And then we'll give you the next one, Greg. Al, are you ready?
Yep.
The motion picture is called Contact.
Oh. No, she was not in Contact.
She did not do that thing?
Nope.
The motion picture Contact with McConaughey and Jodie Foster?
Angela Bassett.
I'm sorry, Al, but she did that thing.
Yeah, she was in that. Did that thing.
Yeah, she did do that thing. Greg Proops?
Correct.
Yeah!
Greg. You and me, Caitlin.
Okay, Anthony Atamanik.
I'm ready.
All right, Greg. Did the thing or did not do the thing? Avengers Infinity War.
What was the name of the picture?
Avengers the Infinity picture. War. Don't make me say it usually... forever.
I don't see a lot of superhero movies because I'm literate.
I thought he said he was because he was littering.
Yeah, because I'm
I did not get the joke.
My time is taken up littering, Doug, and I haven't any time to see superhero movies
I got shit to throw on the ground. I can't waste 3 hours. Or maybe Infinity War wasn't 3 hours.
I'm going to say she's in it.
You're saying she's in it?
Fuck, I don't know, yeah.
All right, she did not do that thing. She held out for Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
She's in that one, but not Infinity
War. That's a different movie than that one?
Oh, yeah.
But it has the same name.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the Avengers have that word in there, Avengers.
Then there's Avengers Perineum.
Really, Avengers Perineum?
Yeah.
You have to be very careful with that game because you never know.
Very delicate.
Yeah. That one really teeters on the edge.
It taint perineum. You got that
I
wrong.
I got it.
All right.
Avengers Perineum.
Summer will never be the same.
Okay, you ready, Anthony?
I'm ready.
Okay, Tony. I call him both.
Yeah, he can switch it up.
The motion picture, classic, Batman, ampersand, Robin. Batman and Robin.
Ooh.
Did the thing, did not do the thing. No audience help, please. Even though your opinion does matter. Take it to the polls.
Did the thing.
You say she did the thing?
Sure.
That she's in Batman and Robin?
Sure.
Did not do the thing.
I had no idea.
Wow. Which good. One is that one? Is I that mean, the Joel?
What do you mean, no idea? It was a 50-50.
Well, that was
You
it.
Have some idea.
I had some idea. I went, well, maybe she was one of, like, Poison Ivy's pals.
One of her pals, not even Poison Ivy, just one of
not
her
even
side.
Poison Ivy, just yeah. Poison Ivy's pal. Yeah. Well, wasn't, what's her name, Uma Thurman Poison Ivy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's that one, right? The Joel Schumacher one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the greatest of all Batman movies, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, by a long fucking mile.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, says the literate
the one
guy.
You like where they're all broody and shit doesn't have Jim Carrey going showmanship in it. That's fucking awesome part of the movie. Okay, and everybody disagrees. Wow.
I've lost track of what we're talking
man.
About. Yeah, that was too controversial for me to handle. I can't comment on that. But let's go back to reading posters with canceled comedians on them. Nick.
Am I woke or canceled?
Huh?
Am I woke or am I canceled?
Oh, well, it's so crazy now. You can get
neither?
Canceled for being too woke.
Neither.
China, that's really,
Al,
that's really wild.
Al's doing Jewish now.
Mm. Jackie Mason?
I don't know.
Who knows whether you are or not?
Could be canceled.
And now I'm canceled.
Yeah. Judd Hirsch was robbed. Okay,
give
so
me a hug.
Silly accents. That was that joke. Okay, it's Nick's turn, right? No one has gotten yes. one. It's all up to you. This is so exciting.
I'm just going to say it before you even say it. Yes.
You're going to pre-guess
yes.
that she did the thing?
Yeah.
That's like how you, like in school, is that how you would do tests? You just like
that's
guess?
That's check in the
guess
dark.
That's a pretty good answer.
He's yeah. based on, like you think there's a pattern or something?
Yeah, I see a yes.
You just straddled in the dark, basically. You just did a dark straddle.
Okay. That's a poker thing. The motion picture is the Brian Brown film. He starred in it. F/X. Not the TV network, but the motion picture that inspired generations of visual effects artists to not make shitty movies like FX. And
yes,
you're sticking with your pre-guess.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically now you are guessing. You're still guessing the same thing.
Yeah.
But you had the opportunity to change your
mind. No, now I know for sure. I'm glad that I said yes because I know that she is in this movie.
You're absolutely, completely in on yes, she did the thing called F/X. That is correct.
Yeah.
She did that thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Uncanceled.
She played a reporter, so feels like it was very early on in her career, and she does not appear in FX2, to the best of my knowledge. Congratulations, Nick Thune won that one.
Wow. Feel the same.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, that could not have played out better. That you all missed except for Nick.
It's true.
But there's one more game to play. And Nick is not going to be the best one at it. just my prediction. I like him. I like when I get proven wrong. Would that be fun if Steve Harvey's like, this family's not going to win. But if they do, let's celebrate.
He says it without saying it.
There's surprising. Like, he does.
He always, a long time.
When they go to that one break, he's always like, both teams are playing really well when one team is losing. Yes, yes. Because he knows the last one is the one that's going to determine it because it's got the most points. So the first few rounds are just almost like practice. And the worst, the person in your family that's like your fifth person, like let's put them fifth, yes. They're the one that gets to do that sudden showdown at the end that determines the whole thing. It's fucking crazy. They make 78-year-old grandma slap that buzzer and scream penis. So Nick gets to go first in our next game, and we're going to play that game after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm really impressed that you were prepared for this random
to have an extra
player.
Person?
Yeah.
No, it's ruining the whole thing.
I'm sorry.
I can leave. Nick wouldn't have won that game if you weren't here.
Yeah, that's true.
I know, and that's why Al and I got lunch together today, and I was like, if you show up, I might have a chance.
Because Greg would have gotten a second chance, and he might have tied Nick, and then they would have had to battle it out.
It's like you showed up at the blackjack table when the shoe was just perfect, and you started fucking splitting tens. Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you want your comedy to go straight to gambling and card references, Tony Atamanik is your man.
Yeah, he's like getting a one-eyed jack when you're at a poker. And John Wesley Harding has his 45 revolver pointed at you because of some horrible thing you've done with someone you oughtn't have trifled with.
Yeah.
He says it all the time. And it's true.
It's like calling Bonko, and then James Bond's like...
It's like when you have an emaciated, like you have, like you're having orphan babies fight each other in a pit and one of them is malnourished.
I've seen orphan babies fight each other.
Yeah, I know. I've seen orphan babies. Angela Bassett's in it.
Wait a minute.
She did that thing.
She turned down orphan babies too.
Yeah.
Look who's orphan babies too.
Right.
This T-O.
Orphan babies, hashtag me too.
Yeah.
That's my favorite basketball movie. By the way.
Okay, we finally, we figured that one out.
Yeah.
I hope the listeners enjoy callbacks that happen after several commercial breaks. But Nick gets to go first in our final determining game today. It's something I call Last Person Standing. And this is a supersized version, super last man standing, because I am going to give you more than one name of actor or actress or some of each. And Nick's going to go first and name a movie that any of those actors was in. If he can't think of one, he can go to John Nick, who's always there in a pinch. John Nick is always ready to help, especially if you can help him kill the people who killed his dog. And then we go to Anthony. Same deal. You can go to your lifeline. I recommend going to the lifeline early because when you go to them late, they probably don't have an answer either. And I play as well, and I even know the names of the actors we're about to play with, so I'll try to pick obscure titles to not C-block you gentlemen in this game and eventual victory. They both won Oscars the other night for roles in the same motion picture, two of the stars of Everything Everywhere All at Once. Jamie Lee Curtis with dozens of credits, film credits to her name, and Ki-hi Kwan, who has 7 feature films in his storied career where he sort of went away and then really came back. Nick Thune, start us off. Anything that's got Jamie Lee Curtis?
Well, I know that. I'm just assuming that she's not in one of the Indiana Joneses.
No, no, I'm not asking you a movie that has both of them in it, although there is one. I'm asking you to name any movie that either of them is in.
Oh, Indiana Jones.
And I'm also asking you to give me the correct title.
And The Last Crusade.
Okay, if you're gonna fuck around, I'm gonna have Al Madrigal take your seat and throw away this extra chair. Now, what's your answer?
Can I just say everything? Every.
If you can, it can you say it?
Everything, everyone, everywhere.
It was so funny when it won best. Cast on the SAG Awards, and Mark Wahlberg was presenting it.
Nice, yeah.
It's that movie, and then a bunch of movies with titles like Tar and stuff, you know, Tar and what, Triangle of Sadness, whatever, like titles, you know, like Everything Everywhere All at Once is such a, it's such a title that no other movie. So anyway, he opens up the thing, goes, or no, he opens it up and then looks up and says Everything Everywhere and goes back to the card. For fucking all at once. And while naming all the movies that were nominated in the category, he called Women Talking, Women Are Talking. Because that's what it is to him. Like, oh, I don't know about that movie because women are talking.
Please make it stop.
Okay, so
okay, Indiana Jones,
Everything Ever All at Once?
And the Temple of Doom.
Yes. All right, hang on to your potatoes.
Blue Steel.
Anthony is going with the Jamie Lee classic.
Blue Steel, right?
Pop movie, Blue Steel. Yeah. People are agreeing with you. Don't say their answers like a question to find out if they're right or not. Very, very sneaky of you.
Very sneaky, but yes, Blue Steel, because I always love the cover of the video box.
Right, it's just her face looking like a big gun.
Yeah,
big gun and a blue. She had like a blue hat on. Yeah.
Clancy Brown from Highlander.
Right, and Clancy Brown from John Wick 4.
I'm gonna say the Guineas.
The Goonies.
I thought you were ordering a beer.
I thought you were slandering.
I want a Guineas. I want a Guineas.
I thought you were slandering Italians.
Guineas. The Goonies.
The Guineas.
The Guineas.
Those Stephen motherfuckers.
Those are the bad guys.
Mama, what are we going to do?
They are the bad guys. It's true.
I feel canceled.
It's happened to
all
you.
All I wanted to say was Guineas. Yep. Isn't that the name of it?
The Goonies, yes.
Yep.
It was directed by... you know, Hiram Klopfeld and starred Kippy McJohnson. And...
Yeah, no, it's...
I'm ready.
Al Madrigal is ready. Here we go.
Trading Places.
Yes.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Ralph Bellamy. Played one of the old guys. Don Amici.
Don Amici.
Oh, Amici. Okay. It's my turn. And I'll throw out one that maybe none of you will mention.
It was kind of her turn into more dramatic roles after a lot of horror movies. Love Letters.
Ooh.
Yeah. Nick? Yeah, it comes back around.
You look didn't see that coming. No, I just saw a preview for that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fucking Tom Arnold.
Oh, I would not watch that. You said Schwarzenegger fucks Tom Arnold?
Yeah. You haven't seen that?
Wow, well, somebody's offended.
It's some Italian guy.
Do you want to use your lifeline?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What's a Jamie Lee or a Ke Huy Quan movie John?
Hollywood.
Wait. It's only the person that he's playing for gets to say. He says Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to agree with him because he could be trying to trap you because he doesn't want to carry home all this stuff. It's a win he doesn't want.
I would have done that.
Yeah. Anthony?
Well, I guess I'll just say True Lies just to get it out.
Might as well. That's what he was trying to think of, right?
True Lies.
Now it's a TV show, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I watched an episode of that.
You did?
Oof.
What is that a positive? Is that a,
yeah, that's
an
a very
Italian
positive.
Says
that's
they
a
like
Italian
something.
Positivity. Oof. It's fucking good.
Yeah. I think Al Pacino says that a lot in Scarface. Oof. Yeah,
Skinamax level like performance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we didn't come here to condemn movies.
Well, it's a series.
Came here to love them. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's on CBS.
You changed subjects.
I would never do that to a movie.
Good. You're in the right place. Greg, do you have another Jamie Lee Curtis vehicle or the great Ke Huy Quan?
Are we just including extraordinary things that happened everywhere all at once?
What do you mean?
The one they just won the Oscar for.
Yeah, he said it. Didn't Nick? Oh, Nick was trying to say it.
Everything.
And now you're failing to say
everywhere.
It. How's it go? Everything.
Everywhere.
What is it? Everything, everywhere.
Everything. I have to tell you the answer to the trivia question that's on the table?
Well, no, I'm not asking if you should give it to me. I was just asking if it was qualified as an answer.
It would count if you were saying it right.
I'm going to switch then.
Okay. Smartest man in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to say A Fish Called Wanda.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice pivot.
It's directed by an English director who did a lot of the Ealing comedies in the 50s and early 60s, like The Lavender Hill Mob and Man from Havana and stuff.
Ealing Studios.
Yes, mm-hmm. The British film.
Fancy.
Just so that you keep up on your film, you guys.
Yeah. He
was going to make Avengers 16, Perineum, The Edge of Perineum or whatever, but he got pulled off of it.
I'm going to go with a movie that should have been nominated, a little art house film that a lot of people aren't aware of that starred Brendan Fraser and Pauly Shore called Encino Man.
Encino Man.
Shit.
Yeah, two cast members from Encino Man got to hold Oscars side by side the other night, and that's quite a turn of events. And, you know, I haven't seen Encino Man in a minute, but I bet it holds up. I never see a Slurpee machine and don't say to myself, quit wheezing the juice.
Quit wheezing the juice.
Quit wheezing the juice.
Wheezing the juice, buddy.
Those characters are probably pretty rough these days, though. The guys that run the mini mart or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yelling at him to not wheeze the juice. Okay, so
Encino Man had a different name overseas, by the way. I'm not kidding.
Okay, what was it?
It was like Neanderthal Man or Caveman or something, I swear. I was in England at the time, and I remember seeing Pauly Shore, Brendan Fraser. And they didn't say Encino Man. It's like, would that confuse people overseas? Would they be like, qu'est-ce que c'est?
I guess they just don't know from Encino. So, yeah, I guess it would be easier to just say it's, you know, a caveman.
I saw The French Connection, and I didn't go like, where is this taking place?
Well, I mean, they can also, you know, they can be pretty proud that most more people have heard of France than Encino.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, so it's on me, right? All right, so I'm going to pick another, you know, kind of obscure one just to, you know, try to kickstart some ideas. How about Halloween?
What the fuck?
Come on.
What
the fuck,
man? What
the fuck? Shit.
What the fuck is that?
That's handing you six more movies.
Not even the obscure one, like the most recent one with Kyle Richards. Yeah, Housewives?
I was just about to say Halloween.
Yeah. Do you want to say it?
I was going to say that the most recent one, which is
right. Yeah. So you're not saying Halloween, her film debut. You're saying Halloween, the one they just made in 2017. Or
yeah.
Something. That is correct.
Wait, there's two.
There's two Halloweens.
I'm going to do the one from 2022.
What's that one called?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're not laughing now, are you?
I'm not.
Jason?
Oh, he's going to Jason already?
Halloween Kills.
Halloween
exactly.
Kills.
Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills is very good.
You said use them early, and I'm using that bitch.
All right, Greg, we're back to you.
You're not a bitch, Jason.
Like someone already
it's not
said
pejorative. It's fine.
Someone already said Christmas with the Crunks or whatever.
Yeah, they
it is.
Did.
I saw that on an Air Jamaica flight.
That's the only movie they ever show.
At Christmas. They showed Christmas with
they want
the
you to
crank.
Be ready to get high when you get there.
It's funny, but no amount of marijuana makes it amusing.
No, it's...
I'm going to go to my lifeline, Caitlin.
Okay. What do you got, Caitlin?
Do you have a Jeremy... Jeremy Lee Curtis.
Jeremy Iron.
Tony Curtis meets...
The Fog.
The original The Fog.
Yeah. Got to be clear about
Thank
that.
Thank you, Caitlin.
John Carpenter's The Fog.
John Carpenter's
The Fog. Yeah. Terrific. He really helped her by casting her in
a lot of people... got hurt on that set, they would just walk into shit.
It was difficult to see. That's right. It was.
And catering served pea soup like almost every day.
I mean, when in Rome. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Oh, Al.
I'm going to use my Al.
Oh, Al, what do you got? Halloween 2. Halloween 2.
That's what you're fucking giving me, man?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what he's giving
shit.
You.
That's off-brand.
Halloween 2.
You want to just fucking sneak a look at your fucking phone in there?
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 boom, 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 boom. I'm doing You Can Call Me Al.
What is happening?
Do, 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 do.
The breakdown.
Do, 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 do.
Do, do, it doesn't go like that.
All right.
That's the breakdown.
No,
that's the bridge.
Right. You do it.
No one else is going to say this, so I'm just going to say it.
Boom, 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 boom. Bam, 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 bam.
Halloween Resurrection.
Fuck!
Golden Ticket?
Nick?
Halloween what?
Resurrection. I know.
Did I see that?
Maybe.
Judy Greer? Judy Greer in that also?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, no, she was in those more recent ones.
Yeah.
What do you got? Oh, it's
That's
Nick's
not my
turn.
Turn.
Nick. We're just chatting, sorry.
Yeah.
Such intense gameplay. This guy's got to get out of here.
Fucking asshole.
I'm going to go with Hoosiers.
Okay, so Nick's out. Wow.
Fuck.
Nobody said it for the basketball movies. Why not, you know?
Right. Might as well get it in there now. What do you got, Anthony?
Well, it's got to be Trading Places.
Already did that one.
Done.
Fuck me in the face.
Now I don't have
anything. I'm not going to do it.
Why I didn't hear that. Totally tuned out.
What was yours, Grizzlies? What did you say she was in?
Hoosiers?
Oh, Hoosiers.
Yeah, that's why he's out.
I get made fun of for guineas, and he says Hoosiers.
You say Hushers. He said Hoosiers.
I said Hoosiers. He said Hushers just now. I said, what picture was it? Anyone? Husher.
That's just I'm giving lack you so of much confidence. Time,
I know you are.
I know. Greg's doing the Lord's work.
Come on, Anthony.
But what am I?
Come on, Anthony. We got to wrap this up.
I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, you're out. Greg.
The Exercise one.
Oh, it's too bad you
the
don't know what
the Exercise one.
Oh, that's I not know. Good enough.
She's wearing the exercise
clothes. Oh, we know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Al, do you want to say it?
I'm out.
Put the final nail in his coffin.
With John Travolta.
Yep.
Yes!
And the editor of Rolling Stone, Jan Wenner,
is
as himself.
Called Physical. No.
I'm not going to... We got to have a winner today, so don't do that to me. Pick a different movie. Or go to your lifeline. Did you go to your lifeline
already? I
did, and
he so fucking said Halloween 2.
Oh, shit.
The Exercise one. Everything Exercise, almost me. All at once.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we say there's not a winner and then just throw all the prizes out into the audience?
Well, why don't we give them each a poster? There's four posters. Why don't we give them
each? Oh, each of you get a poster. That's a terrific solution.
Yay!
Yeah. You know what? It's even... Perfect.
Oh!
That's what it's called.
That's right.
And the four of you could divvy up everything as far as I'm concerned. Al, you're in charge. Get up here, Al. Yeah. Come on up here.
Who wants the canceled comics one?
There you go, Al. You get this stuff too and that bag over there. And whoever's the biggest Grogu fan should get that one for sure. Oh, and we have a tube, even if anyone wants a tube. But if they're going to share them all, I don't know.
Look,
anybody needs a tube. Oh, and that's got the Last Man Standing poster in there too. That huge Bruce Willis one.
Who wants this Grogu?
Look at that Grogu.
Who didn't even participate?
Wait, now everybody thinks they're up for it. It's just the four people.
Just the four people
that got selected because they got to win. Somebody's got to win something.
Jason, you want this Grogu?
Yeah, come get the Grogu,
come
Jason.
Come get the Grogu.
It doesn't even do anything. It's just
why
like
is it all wet?
It's for you. There's a little beer in it. I spilled beer in it.
It's like a bird feeder.
Kristen, come up. Caitlin.
Yeah.
Come up.
All right. Nick Thune, do your plugs. What do you got to promote, dude?
I've got shows.
Any doing any shows in the Hoosier State?
I am in Indiana. Indiana shows in April.
What the heck? Oh, there you go.
Caitlin's my friend.
All right. Don't upstage Nick's plug.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got actually two shows in Indiana in April.
Anthony's really embracing the spirit of the show with the throwing shit into the audience, because we used to do that all the time, too. Thank you, Nick Thune.
Thank you.
Great job.
Sorry, Nick, no. I totally fucking shit on your plug.
No.
Yeah. Nick will goof around while you're doing your plugs. Anthony Atamanik. What do you got to promote?
I mean, nothing. My career's in the toilet.
This is how much time Anthony has on his hands. He did a three-hour episode of Wide World of Dougs. And it's available now, wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to check it out, lady.
You can watch What We Do in the Shadows coming back this summer. And another
season after that,
baby. And then always on twitch.tv/coffeewithtony, Monday through Friday, you can watch me 1 p.m.
Yeah, Eastern. You should see him
talk
after
about
some coffee.
How the world is burning. That's it. I ran out of air as I was saying it, and I didn't want to breathe in again.
Greg Proops. What do you want to plug?
We just finished our 45th season of Whose Line Is It
Anyway?
Whoa! Shit! Amazing.
We went on the air when television was powered by steam. We were on the Dumont Network for a while, and then when everything went color, it changed our whole show. We actually just shot a new season, and that's on the CW. For those of you who come up to me and go, "Don't you miss doing the show?" I haven't, no, not for 10 years. It's just that you missed it because it's on the CW now.
Desilu saved you guys like Star Trek.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He hasn't missed it. He's there every time.
And I'm on the road with the guys, with Ryan Stiles, and
it's so fun. If you can go see them, I gotta see.
We're
them.
In the South next week, in every town with a vill or a burg or a borough. I noticed.
Oh,
we're in Greensboro, Knoxville, Nashville. What's the one in Kentucky? Oh, Knoxville.
The Villeville Borough Tour. I love it.
As a San Francisco comedian, I fully endorse, if you have not seen Greg Proops on the road, you need to absolutely do that. And then I remember also the very first time, because it was just like, that's how San Francisco comics became good, because you'd watch Greg go up and go, oh, that's where the bar is? Okay.
Wow, you little love chop.
And then first time Doug Benson and Brian Posehn came to Cobb's, I remember you went up with a notepad and you go, right now I'd like to be like a bad pitch.
High and outside?
High and outside.
Wow.
That was a very it was a horrible crowd. I am on a show on Friday nights on NBC called Lopez versus Lopez. I want to hear the same enthusiasm that Tony got.
He plays versus. He's the titular character. Yeah. But yeah, congratulations on that. And it's fun that they're doing comedies on Friday nights again, because that was such a staple growing up, Friday night comedies. And thanks for popping in.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that a delightful surprise? Yeah. I have to say, because he just barged in here.
You love me and miss me.
It's true. It's true. I'm looking at my phone for no reason. Okay, so DouglasMovies.com is where you can get all the dates and deets for my shows and come see. Oh, Greg's going to be doing stand-up later tonight.
Go
you
see
any
it.
You guys have shows later tonight? We're all running around doing stuff, so come back and see more South by Southwest comedy. Thank you to Esther's Follies. Thank you to South by Southwest comedy. Thank you once again to Nick Thune, Anthony Antamini, Greg Proops, Al Madrigal, and as always, it doesn't belong to you either.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his